Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
World, and welcome back to another episode of Thanks for Coming In. I'm your host, Jillian Clare. This will be my last episode for this year, which is crazy. I can't believe we're at the end of the year. It did fly by somehow, even being at home for most of it. But here we are. New year is upon us. Hopefully better circumstances as well. Please be safe this holiday season. Don't be hanging out with people that aren't a part of your little bubble. And you shouldn't be going out in general on New Year's Eve, but if you do, please don't drink and drive. Be safe. And yeah, guys, I can't believe we did it. We're here. Thank you to everyone who's been so loyal and listening in every week. It's been a really fun journey for me, and I've loved every second of it, so thank you guys so much. Today on the show, we have one of my favorite humans on this planet, Gillian Chase Bader. She is so young, so talented, and just the best. I directed her in To the Beat, Back to School, and she was one of the most fun people on set. And she has a new movie called Godmothered on Disney Plus, and it's so good. I definitely cried, and I adore her. So here's my conversation with the other Jillian. Welcome to my favorite 18-year-old in the world, Jillian Spader.
Hi! Oh, that's so sweet.
Listen, if I could adopt you, I would.
Stop it. If you could be my mother or my BFF, I would take both of those things.
I feel like the BFF thing is probably closer, but yeah.
Probably.
I would have been, what, 10 when I had you? Probably,
I guess.
Probably,
yeah.
Not good.
Well, not really.
How have you been? Are you still in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, I'm in Philadelphia right now. There's a plane flying above me. But I've been here since pretty much the beginning of quarantine, I guess. A few months in, but that's a small chunk of it at this point.
Yeah, no kidding. I feel like we've been in this, what, for 10 months?
I guess, yeah. Yeah. 10 months? We're almost at a year, and in March, I guess.
Yeah, that's wild. I can't believe it. I feel like it's been long, but also it's somehow gone already.
Yeah, totally. It's weird.
I don't know how that happened. So I watched Godmothered the day it came out, new movie on Disney Plus, and I am obsessed. Also, I feel like I'm in a very fragile emotional state because when you were singing on stage, I was sobbing.
That is so sweet. I was laughing at my whole family when they were sobbing.
It's just, it hits you differently when you know the person, and then you're just like, oh my God, she looks so pretty.
I know, you're so sweet. Thank you.
Tell me about filming that movie, because it's amazing. You have Isla Fisher, Jillian Bell, and obviously you. And you have amazing other characters in it as well. And it looked like it was just a blast.
Yeah, we had the best time. It was really cool. We filmed last year, basically right before quarantine. We got cut 3 days short. And
oh my God,
they did a great job of morphing what they had, so you kind of can't tell what was missing. But it was really fun. We had an awesome time, and the cast was really nice and fun and talented, and I learned so much from all of them. We just had a blast.
That's so fun. How was it working with Jillian Bell? Because you had another two Jillians on set, which is what we dealt with when we filmed To the Beat. So was it the same?
The last two sets I was on had a Jillian that was more important than me. So like everybody would be like, Jillian, go. And I'm like, it's not me. Like, it's never me. I don't know why you all keep talking to me. Like, it's clearly not what they're trying to get across.
I remember you running into set multiple times, like, oh no, you don't need, okay, I'm gonna go back to the schoolroom.
Like, go right now. And I'm like, why? They're like, they're calling for you. I'm like, I didn't think I was even in this scene.
Everything. I love that. So tell me how you got started in acting, because I mean, I've obviously known you now a couple years, but I don't really know your origin story. What made you want to be the performer that you are today?
I really only did music. I grew up doing musical theater in Pennsylvania. I really only sang and danced and acted a little bit, but I went to LA for a singing competition when I was 12 and met my acting manager, who talked me into going to pilot season. And then that's when I booked Walk the Prank and ended up staying and acting.
Wow. So it was just like one of those things where you kind of stumbled into the acting part of it.
Totally.
And obviously you're still continuing with your music. You've been putting out amazing singles all year.
Thank you.
What's the plan? Are you working on an album? What do you want to do?
Yeah, I have an album in progress that we're trying to get together to put out soon. So hopefully that'll be mid to late January. And just kind of hanging out. I feel like nothing's really happening because of COVID. So just kind of chilling.
Your music is amazing, first off. I think you have one of the best voices of your generation. I may be biased, but that's what I think. But you started directing your own music videos too. You did the Something Better music video.
Yeah.
And it went on to win like all of these awards at festivals and just toured everywhere. Tell me about making the music video.
It was so much fun. I love directing and writing and producing. I think it is very fun. And I also like acting and things that I do that kind of stuff with. And we had a great time making Something Better because it was just a bunch of our friends and a lot of the actors from To the Beat that you love and know. And we just had the best time because there was a great like community and friends and everyone was working together. And we had the best time creating that video.
It was such a sweet video. I loved that it was all female centric. And was it an all female crew as well?
Yeah, mostly. It was me and then Lilia, who you met on set, Lilia Buckingham, mm-hmm. and Kai Baldwin, who is our cinematographer and editor, who has done other stuff with us before, and he is the best.
Now, is that the same team that did the recent video that you guys did, the It Counts voting?
Yep, same team, the three of us.
That's good. It's good to have like a team that you work well with and that you can just call up and be like, hey, you want to do something crazy?
Yeah, totally. And he's the best. I'm with Lily all the time, so we're always coming up with ideas and stuff. But Kai is always ready to jump in and film stuff for us. He's the best.
That's super sweet. What made you guys do the It Counts video? And if people haven't seen it, how do they watch it?
It Counts is on YouTube right now. If you search It Counts, I think it just comes right up. We were given an opportunity to apply for a grant to make a film about voting to inspire people to vote. And we, for some crazy reason, happened to get the grant. And it was so exciting. But we basically flew to LA, got the whole thing together. And the whole film basically just encourages people to use their voices and talks about the stigma of your vote not mattering because so many people are voting. And I think it'll hopefully just inspire younger people to get invested in politics and realize that they have a voice and that their vote actually does matter and isn't getting thrown away and mixed and lost in the millions of votes. It's important.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great message, and it was a great little video, and I'm just always so inspired by the stuff that you put out. What do you want to do as far as, like, because now this is what, your second thing that you've directed. Do you want to continue directing?
Yeah, totally. I want to make a film with you. I love directing and writing and being on the creative side of things, and I think it's a weird thing when you're 18 because it's hard to get in the room to do that kind of stuff because people don't really want to, like, have an 18-year-old be in charge. So I definitely have some years of learning to do. But if there's sets that were ever open to having a kid's advice, because when you're putting stuff out for kids to watch with kid actors, it's important to have kid writing that sounds like teenagers talking. And I think that's a very important job that is starting to become necessary. And I would love to step into that and do that at some point.
Yeah. I mean, I was 24 when I directed the first To the Beat film. And I remember having that sort of feeling of, like, nobody really takes me that seriously. Like, they obviously understand who I am on set, but you also fight that stigma of being young and in control and in power.
And a female.
And a female on top of it.
Yes.
Let's just put all of the things in one category.
All of the things in one category and say, take me seriously. Yeah, it's hard to be taken seriously when you're young and a woman.
But you can do it. I mean, everybody can do it, I think, if they put their mind to it. Well, yeah. With support. With support, though, I had a great team, and it was mostly a female-driven team as well, which is, I think, what really helped us succeed in it.
Yeah, totally.
More women around you, the better you off you are, you know?
True.
Are you working on anything as far as writing? Because I know that you and Lilia wrote It Counts Together. Is that correct?
Yeah, she wrote it. We kind of, like, came up with, like, ideas together. I'm more of a, hey, hit me up when you need a joke kind of writer. She's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful writer in terms of she can actually carry a plot line. And I just haven't had much practice with that. So I'm more of like a, ooh, throw me in when you need a funny little joke right here. And I got you.
Which is funny because you write songs that are beautiful at storytelling.
Thank you. Yeah, I get bored when it's something long to write. That's why I stick to the under 4 minute song thing.
I love that.
Yeah, we'll see. I come up with good ideas, but I can't execute them sometimes.
Well, good thing you have Lilia.
Yes, exactly.
Just make her write all of your ideas.
I do.
Well, are you guys working on anything right now? Any ideas in the pipeline?
We're thinking about doing a music video. She's in Philly right now with me for a couple weeks, so we might do a music video while we're here. I had her bring my camera stabilizer from LA, but obviously we're in Philly in December and it's cold and we can't go inside and can't have anybody else in it, so we'll see if we figure something out.
It'll just be you sitting in the snow and it'll be wonderful.
Exactly. We'll see. We'll figure it out.
You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
What do you want to do with acting? Because you stumbled into it, and now you have this massive movie on Disney Plus. I mean, huge success. So what do you want to continue acting as well as directing and singing? And what kind of roles do you want to take on now that you're, you know, an adult?
Yeah, absolutely. I want to do more dramatic roles. I haven't really done that too much. And in Godmothered, I got to do a bit of dramatic acting, which I loved. And I've always liked doing drama. And I hope to do more roles like that. But I also want to do a lot of indies and shorts that are really cool with really good scripts.
Yeah. I mean, that's, I feel like that's where it's at as far as acting. I gave up the idea a long time ago, and it's something that I struggled with for a long time, mm-hmm. which is to get rid of the idea of being in something big or being in something mainstream makes you a successful actor.
Yeah, it's a weird thing.
Because you're so pressured into thinking that with all of the studios and things and the agents and the managers and all that kind of stuff on you. But if you're actually just acting because you want to love – that you love acting, you want to make things that are personal to you.
Yeah. And there's also so many factors that go into it. Like some of the best actors I know haven't worked on a show or movie in years or ever. And mm-hmm. There's so many factors that go into it. And I think that's why production is really beautiful, because you can create roles that you're excited to play and you can make it yourself and put it out and put your messages into it. And everything's exactly the way you want it, which is something you don't get on anyone else's set sometimes.
It's true. I mean, it's such a different experience being able to create what you want rather than just constantly being thrown into audition rooms where you're like, I don't even want to do this.
Totally.
There's been several of those over the years where I'm just like, why am I even reading to this for this? Because I just feel like a dumbass and I should not be doing this.
I know, you do that sometimes where you're like, I don't like this role at all. I feel dumb reading these lines.
Yeah. It's especially true for women. And I think it has changed a little bit over the past, you know, 5-10 years. But even when I was a teenager, half the roles that I would audition for are like hot blonde looking like this. And I'm just like, I am not like, that person.
Mine are all like ugly girl, weird, quirky. I'm like, wow, quirky is just the different word. Like the two character descriptions are hot or quirky.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%. I had one earlier this year where it was out of the blue. I think my Portland agent had sent me the audition. Mm-hmm. It was just so weird. But the character was described as being frumpy. And I was like, so we're there now, huh? Gotcha.
Yeah. Great.
We've moved from being the cute girl next door to frumpy.
Yeah. It's so funny. All my friends go in for like, oh, the hot, mean girl, whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
And then my auditions are always like the werewolf girl that's been living in the woods with messy, frizzy hair for the last 10 years. And it's always – mine are always just so crazy and random because I, like, have curly hair. It's funny.
I love that. See, mine was because I had, like – I had dark hair when I was your age. And then when I grew up a little bit, I – got into the blonde, which was great because it got me like two films right off the bat.
Oh my gosh, I've got blonde hair. I need to see a picture of this.
Oh yeah, I'll send you one. And then and then I went to Red, and then every when I was a redhead, it was just like, oh, so you're weird. Got you.
Oh, that's a weird typecast.
It was a very strange typecast. Like, I no longer went in for, like, you know, pretty girl or whatever it is that these stupid mainstream constructs put on us. But it was hysterical. It's like I immediately went to just being like the cool sidekick.
I know, it's so funny. You dye your hair and it changes immediately. I genuinely one week was like, I have gotten 3 auditions this week to play a vampire. 3. 3 separate projects. 3. Like, what about me? Okay, cool.
Are you a vampire?
Jillian, you're not supposed to ask me that. You're gonna.
I'm sorry.
My
sorry.
Let's get out.
Hey, playing a vampire.
I like the fun roles. It's just funny.
I love the way they put us into boxes these days. It's just so bizarre. I mean, back in the day, you did have boxes, of course, and things have changed. But I feel like the boxes now are just so weird. Like, you can only play a superhero. You can only do this. Like, it's just like, dude, I can do anything. Very specific now, which is bizarre to me.
Yes.
Speaking of auditions, have you ever had an audition that, like, was the role that got away, or have you had a funny audition that you want to share with the audience?
Oh my gosh. I mean, I've had like 1,000 that I've gotten second place for and wanted really badly, and it ended up going to a different girl because she's 6 inches taller than me. But, you know, that happens a lot. The height thing gets in the way.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'2".
Okay.
How tall are you? I'm trying to think.
I'm 5'4", so I'm not, right. Okay. I'm not that much taller.
That's a decent amount, though.
Yeah, it's a big difference from 5'2 to 5'4".
My goal as a child was 5'5". I never hit that.
Oh.
So sad.
It's okay. You can wear heels.
Exactly, except I can't walk in heels. I can walk in sneakers. I can walk in boy shoes. I cannot walk in heels.
I'm going to find you some platform sneakers.
That sounds brilliant. Thank you very much.
But audition. We got off track again.
Oh my gosh. We always get off track. Oh my gosh.
That's okay.
Of this one, I had an audition for this show, and I had like 6 auditions this week. I was psycho. Crazy busy, and like I thought I knew the lines, and I'm always prepared for auditions, but like, you know, every once in a while there's that one that just gets you. And
yeah,
I was in the room, and halfway through the scene I've never done this, but I was like, I don't know the lines, I'm sorry. And I pick up my script off the floor, I read it, I put it back down. They're like, okay, you're good, you can start again. I'm like, thank you, so sorry. Start again, get back to the same exact spot. And I'm like, I really don't know it. And they're like, you can just hold the lines. And I was like, oh my God. And then on the way out, I dropped my paper on the ground because I was like flustered because like I completely bombed this audition. And I pick it up and then I drop it immediately again. And then I pick it up and then I drop it again. And then I was like, I'm gonna go, weird day, gonna leave. And they're like, yeah, you're really having it today, huh? I was like, yeah.
Oh my God. You dropped it 3 times before leaving the room.
3 times. After I didn't know my script, 3 times in a row, I dropped it 3 times trying to leave.
Oh my God.
So bad.
That's definitely up there as far as embarrassing. I mean, yeah. It happens though. When you've been, because one of our jobs as actors is to memorize and then immediately forget, right? Because you don't want to sit there all day thinking about 1,000 different ways you could have done it and having those lines stuck in your head. So when we've trained our brains like that and you have a busy week with several auditions, it's like half the time it just leaves.
Yeah, it just goes away before. And then the second it goes out of your brain, you get a call back and have to re-memorize it.
That's a rough one too, especially if there's like a lot of pages.
Yes.
You're just like, I don't know anymore.
I love that.
I'm convinced that the reason I don't remember a lot of my childhood is because I trained my brain so young to memorize things and forget about them that I've forgotten like my life.
That's actually so funny and kind of explains my life too.
Right? Because it's like you sit there and you read and you read and you read and you memorize all this stuff and then you get rid of it. And I'm just like, well, what does my brain think to do about like regular memories? It probably thinks the same thing.
Honestly, you might be onto something.
I'm telling you, there needs to be like a scientific study on actors with our memories.
Figured it out.
I'm telling you, I've thought it for years, and I always tell it to my mom because she's always trying to like get me to remember something from my childhood.
Write an article.
Like, I don't know.
Write an article and see if somebody's like, "Oh my god, yeah,
I've cracked the code."
Yeah, you figured it out.
Have you been auditioning during quarantine at all? Have you done these weird Zoom auditions?
Not much. I did one Zoom audition, but luckily I'm like BFFs with the casting director and have worked on her projects before. So it was just weird because you kind of like are sitting in a waiting room, except it like doesn't give you any cues for like, you're next, whatever, whatever. So I was there for like an hour and a half.
Oh my God.
And then it goes 3, 2, 1. And I was just on and I was like, oh, didn't know. Sorry, let me put my phone down with the TikTok playing very loudly. My bad.
Do you do TikToks? I just got on it and I don't know what I'm doing at all.
I don't really make them, but I watch them.
Yeah, see, I was stalking them for a little bit too.
Yeah.
And then my friend convinced me to like do stuff because I guess Victorious is big on it. And I was like,
TikToks?
Listen, I made a couple.
Wait, I'm going to have to look you up after this.
I don't know if I'm going to continue. I don't know what my style is yet. I feel like a lot of people have like a style on their Instagram.
If you flaunt the Victorious thing, you'll get a bunch of followers and then you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, I don't even know how to do that though. Like, I don't know what the tags are.
I'll send you all and say do exactly this.
Okay, great. That sounds good. So my next TikTok will be inspired by you.
Great. Love it.
I don't know. I made some like DIY tree ornaments and I did a TikTok of it.
That's very cute.
I thought it was cute. I found it. We have this great tree outside in the front yard.
Aww.
And there's like no ornaments that are big for trees. They just don't exist. And I found this way to do them. Anyway. It's on
That's
TikTok
exciting.
If you want to see how to make tree ornaments, anybody. So do you have any plans for coming back out to California soon? Or are you going to wait until things calm down with COVID?
I was just there for like 3 weeks to film that short film that counts. And then came back. And then I think I'm probably going to be here for a month or so. And then I'm assuming I'll take like a quick and safe 2 week trip just to get some work stuff done and then probably come back here again.
Yeah. I mean, there's really no point in being out here right now. There's like nothing happening.
Yeah. I mean, with no auditions, it's the question of do we want to be in our apartment or in a house with less COVID cases around us and trees?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trees. You always pick the trees.
Yeah. We're going to pick the trees if we're stuck inside.
So are you working on anything right now as far as like writing with Lilia, anything other than the music video that you mentioned?
Not really. We're debating. We're kind of we want to work on something. So we'll probably end up coming up with something in the next day or two. And then I'll call you and I'll say, I came up with an idea. Ready? Plug this in right here. Boom. But we're kind of
well this airs Thursday, so if you need me to plug it before then, just let me know.
Oh my gosh, you're so funny. We'll not have anything together that soon. We'll see. We'll come up with something.
Well, I'm excited to see you when you're back out here, and thank you as always for coming on the show and entertaining all of my crazy ideas all the time.
Oh my gosh, literally anytime.
I will talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon. Love you lots.
Love you. Thanks again to Jillian for coming on the show and talking with me. I love that girl, and I'm excited to see what she does in the future and for us to work together again soon when we're all vaccinated, which should be next year, which is very exciting. I forgot to have her share how to follow her. So go follow Jillian at Jillian Shea Spader on Instagram, Jillian Spader on Twitter, I believe. Just type her name in and a bunch of things show up because she's cool like that. I would normally say tune in next week, but there is no next week. I am going on a break. So tune in again. New episodes starting January 7th. That's it, guys. Happy Hanukkah, happy Kwanzaa, happy Christmas, happy New Year's Day, New Year's Eve. All of the things that are coming up. I'm sure I'm missing some holidays in there, but you know, happy everything. I love y'all very much. I'm wishing you a safe and happy holiday season and some good Wi-Fi so that your Zoom holiday hangouts go as smoothly as they possibly can. And as always, thanks for coming in. See you next year.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am extremely excited to invite you to Rachel Uncensored. It's my podcast where I sit down and get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. And sometimes we might be under the influence when we do so. We cover things from personal stories to hot button issues. And it's the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. It's a side of me that you might not have seen before because it's not the most family or brand friendly. But don't worry, I'm still sort of slightly a decent human being. If you're intrigued, then make sure you check it out. New episodes drop every Wednesday. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.